Hi, my name is Isaiah Hardy and welcome to the Vessel Podcast, where we look to inspire, create, and motivate you to have a blessed day. I think sometimes as human beings, we often have the ability to mask our pain. We have the ability to mask our hurt, our struggle, our insecurities, and mostly the things that cause us to feel bad about ourselves or feel bad about our situation. Have you ever felt like that? You know, walking around with a mask on or not being able to describe the pain or the hurt that you may be going through? And naturally, we do that as human beings because we like to have presentation. We like to look a certain way, act a certain way, be a certain way because we don't want to be judged by others. I mean, look at social media. Social media is filled with filters, fake IDs, fake this, fake that, AI pictures, all this other stuff because we want to have this perception that we have it all together and we have it all made out and everything's all right. But sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes we have hurt. Sometimes we have pain. I want to talk about that today. I was going throughout my week and I was thinking about different things that had happened to me. And ultimately, I had to discover something about myself, which is sometimes I like presentation. I like to see myself as the strong alpha, the rock in the sense of I don't break, I don't crack. But sometimes we do break. Sometimes we do crack. We want to look like that soldier that never bleeds. But then behind the scenes, we're having all these health problems. We're having all these spiritual problems and we don't know why. Because some of us literally just don't want to talk about the hurt or don't want to talk about pain. My encouragement to you today would be to find someone you can trust to speak on the things and the issues that you're dealing with. Because ultimately, bottling all that up inside is not healthy. It is not healthy to walk around feeling certain feelings and having certain discussions in your head with yourself and all these chaotic things and not being able to open up to somebody about that. Find the help you need in someone and be open. Be honest. Tell them what's going on so that you don't feel like you have to figure out that pain and that expression by yourself. I was talking to a friend recently and I called him up and I said, "How are you doing?" He said, "I'm doing all right, all right." Well, my friend had this invitation to fly out to Phoenix to meet with another business partner. And he and him were cool, him and this business partner. But the people that was with the business partner lied on my friend. And he was struggling with that. And he had a choice. He had the choice of he could fake the funk and could act like everything is all right. Or he could choose his peace and stay home. And he chose to choose his peace and stay home. He didn't feel right about that decision initially because he thought he was hurting his friend. But he chose to be authentic and he chose to be real with himself. And as I told him, I'm telling you, to be authentic and real with yourself is to acknowledge where there are problems, acknowledge where there are situations that need to be dealt with, and ultimately finding that person you can put your trust in to say, "Hey, I need help." Saying that you need help doesn't make you weak. Saying that you need someone to listen doesn't make you less than a man or less than a woman. I think we ultimately get too caught up in the perception of because I'm in pain and this seems so big of a deal to me, other people probably won't accept that, or they'll probably make fun of me, or they'll probably think this and this, think that. When ultimately we all go through something and we all need somebody to lean on, someone to talk to. And you have to deal with that. You have to find someone to confide in. And to not bottle up all your emotions inside. It's okay to be in pain. It's okay to be hurt. What is not okay is hold it in and not allow God to use other people in your life to help you. Another thing with pain is that when we finally do address it, we then have to do something with it. Because holding it in and then saying, "You know what? I'm not going to let this go. Or I'm going to allow this to grow," is not healthy in either aspect. If you don't let it go, it's only going to grow and it's only going to become stronger. And if you let it grow and it becomes stronger, then it starts affecting other parts of your life. I remember I went through a breakup. I went through a really bad breakup. And it had been on and off. And then finally, I just broke it off. And I remember being in Los Angeles. I was doing some work for a film studio. And I saw all these happy couples. I saw all these happy people. I saw all these lovey-dovey couples. Ooh, I love you. Ooh, I love you. Holding hands and junk. I realized I started to develop bitterness. Even to this day, I still sometimes struggle with that because of what happened to me. But the thing I also realized was the bitterness wasn't developed because I hate love or I hate couples. The bitterness was developed because I allowed that pain from that breakup to grow and to manifest into something else. And that's what hurt ultimately will do. Hurt will ultimately manifest. Pain will ultimately manifest into something. And it doesn't always have to be negative if you address it in the proper tone. So once you acknowledge it, the addressing part is doing something with it. You have to either forgive, you have to let go, you have to move on. You have to find a way to move past it. And sometimes that's hard for us. What if we have people who have hurt us and they're no longer here? What do we do? What if we've had people who have traumatized us in such a way that our lives will never be the same? What happens if we're angry with ourselves and we made such a stupid mistake and we got to look at the person we're pissed at in the mirror every day? What do you do with that? The best advice I can give is give it to God. That is the best advice I've ever been given. When you have a certain level of frustration, anger, pain, hurt, whatever it may be, you then have to turn it over to God. That should be your first step, personally. But turning over to God what is already a crazy situation or a crazy amount of hurt will ultimately allow you to be free from said incident, from said traumatic experience. God says, "Come to me, all ye who are weary, and he will provide us rest." God is the ultimate counselor. God is the ultimate healer. God is the ultimate motivator. And God can handle your pain. There's no amount of mess. There's no amount of hurt. There's no amount of trauma that has been inflicted or has been done that God can't heal or wash away. But you can no longer hold on to the pains of the past, the pain of your script or your idea not coming the way it was supposed to come, the hurt of people rejecting you, the bitterness of your breakups, the bitterness of your instigators, your haters, because it all plays a part and a role in what God wants to do in your life. You have to find God, and you have to find that way of going to him and saying, "All right, Lord, this is what's going on, and I can't hold it anymore." You have to acknowledge it. You have to address it. And then once you address it, you have to just allow God to be God and to step in and to change your heart and to change your mind and to change that situation. We can't allow our struggles spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially to affect us in such a way that it will start guiding different seeds of bitterness, anger, envy, jealousy, selfishness, pride, all these negative emotions and all these negative seeds, because we've allowed this hurt to grow into something that is to hold us back. We all hurt. We all suffer. We all have things inside of us that we have to deal with. But my point is that you don't have to deal with it alone. Go to God. Allow people to know the true you, and don't be afraid if someone doesn't like you or doesn't like what you have to say. The point is to get out that pain, get out that hurt, get out whatever emotional baggage you may be carrying, and allow God to do the rest. God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Remember that. This has been the Vessel Podcast. I appreciate you all. I'm praying for you all, and I will talk to you next week. All right, now. Peace.